today. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray with Bud Dickman, Robert Letter, General Galen Shaw, and me, Margaret Gray.
Got your name in twice.
I forgot that I'd already said it. Here's Phil Henry.
You forgot?
Yes, I forgot.
Yeah, sure.
You know what, Bud? We can start out with pain, or you can start out pleasantly and maybe put the pain off.
All right, so here's the Monday, and...
I'm sorry, Phil. I don't mean to start the program with a crude and gross threat, but you pushed me to it.
No. Hello, everybody. I'm General Galen Shaw. I don't mean any man. I wish no man ill. Yeah. Hey, Bud. Back it off. Phil Henry here. Thank you, General. Nice to see you. Bud, Robert, Margaret.
Yes, hello. And by the way, Frank is ready to go when you are.
Oh, yeah. Frank Gray is going to be talking with us about the Masters Tournament. As you know, we were just talking about DraftKings. Great way to have some fun and play the Masters, you know, through DraftKings. Pick your top six players.
Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to do another commercial?
I'm just saying, we were just talking about DraftKings. But, yeah, the Masters is coming. When is the Masters? Is it this weekend? I think it is. Let me just double check.
You should have checked that out before you...
Yeah, but no, Mr. Fleming?
Yeah, I know. April 7th through the 10th. So that is,
Well, that'll be in 2 weeks, as far as I know.
Yes, that's 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Thank you, it's 2 weeks.
Or maybe three.
It's 2 weeks. So the Masters Tournament, and Frank Gray is sitting outside right now, I guess having himself a round of golf. I know that Frank enjoys the golf game. Kind of semi-retired, Margaret?
I would say that Frank is semi-retired. Darling, it's Margaret, how are you? We want to talk a little bit about the Masters. Here's Phil.
Hey, young man, how are you doing?
Good, Frank. How are you?
I'm better than Custer. I'm actually getting ready to see Lathe Burkham is late. Margaret, did you call her?
No, I did not call Lathe. I don't know where he is.
Well, give her another, when you get a chance, you know, because I'm afraid that she might be...
Frank Gray's with us. Frank is Margaret's husband, obviously, and...
Why do you say obviously?
Because she just called you darling.
Well, I'd be a girlfriend or something.
Yes, I could be a girlfriend.
Okay. Let's just say that...
Yeah, but he's my wife, and I'm having fun, honey.
That's all right.
No, I've been married to him for a long time, and of course we have our son, the Delmonico, we call her the Delmonico, but Jason J. Delmonico, and...
You call him what?
We call her the Delmonico, you know that.
Oh, yeah. I thought I heard you say the Demonico, or...
Don't get cute.
Hey, don't get cute with my son, okay? She's the apple of my eye.
I'm not getting cute. It sounded like Demonico. All right, so we know it's Delmonico. Very windy out there, huh?
Yeah, quite windy. Let me see. Okay, here comes... Lathe is here right now. You're going to tee off?
Uh-huh.
All right, as soon as Lathe tees off and I tee off, then I'll be... I'm at your service, Phil. But I gotta wait for her to hit the ball. Go ahead, Lee.
I'm up.
Yeah, I know you're up.
Four.
Why did you say that?
Because that's good.
That's a nice shot.
That's your sweet ass.
Okay, Lee. You know, you're not the second coming here of Tiger Woods. All right, watch this one. That's a nice shot, though. Lee just put it dead center in the fairway, Phil, I'd say about... 260 yards mid-fairway. Now it's going to dogleg left. Now watch what I do. I'm going to go ahead and try to cut this tree line.
You know something, Frank? I don't mean to tell you how to do the shot.
Shh. Don't ever talk to me.
You never are able to fly those trees.
Oh, is that right? Well, excuse me, Jim Nance.
God.
Now you put my mind...
Margo, you can't mess with a golfer's head.
Now that completely... He totally messed my mind up. Hold on, I gotta walk it off.
All right, we got Frank Gray here. You got to take the shot so we can just talk very briefly about the Masters.
Yeah, I know.
What's your problem?
I ain't got a problem, Lathe. You got one? Here we go. I'm going to fly these trees. Watch it. Fuck it. God damn it.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, you know what, Margaret? I would have flown that. Had you not said anything.
All right, let's not have an argument, please.
What did I tell you?
I would have flown it had you not said anything. Want to say what did I tell you one more time?
What did I tell you?
I would have flown it had you not
said anything.
That's right.
Okay, Frank, we're going to keep Margaret out of the car, if you don't mind, Margaret.
I'm going to go get some... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get some of that new Hawaiian punch that you bought.
What's new about it?
It's a new kit.
Well,
let me get in the car. God, suck. That sucks the life out of my golf game right now.
All right, Frank, the Masters is coming up on April the 7th, and we were just looking at a very fascinating part of the field, which is the Masters Tournament Champions.
Yeah, well, the Masters Tournament Champions, they all are allowed to play in the Masters, and why not? They won the Masters, and so they're allowed.
Now, they've got Tiger Woods.
Well, Tiger won 5, 1, 2, 13, 14, 15, 16. Tiger Woods, Ian Woosnam, and
Ian Woosnam?
Yeah, she won one. Phil Mickelson, Larry Mize, Zach Johnson, and a bunch of guys I never heard of.
What is this guy, Jose Maria Lazelball or something like that?
Oh, no, that's Jose Maria Olazabal. And she's from Spain, but will not play because she's got health reasons.
What about this Charles? Did I hear Charles Schwartznitzel?
It's not Charles Schwartznitzel. It's Charles Schwartzel. And she's from South Africa. And then, a lot of them.
And then they also have the former U.S. Open champions and...
Well, all of these guys get... dispensation dementia. They have dementia. I don't know what they call it.
It's not. I just came back, Frank. I had some Hawaiian punch and an egg McMuffin. I had the sausage McMuffin with the egg overlay.
All right. The doctor said that Margaret's eating too much cholesterol, so I'm glad to see that you're keeping it down.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I am kidding.
You know what, Frank? You know how much I love the McMuffin with the sausage overlay.
And what is it with this sausage overlay? Forget it.
All right, so what else about the Masters that is unique? It has so many great players, doesn't it?
Well, it's the Masters, so you have the current U.S. amateur champion, you have the current U.S. Bad amateur, you have the...
What do you mean, a bad amateur?
No, that felt like an amateur is already bad, right?
No, amateurs are great, you know, but they're amateur. I shouldn't say bad amateur, I meant the guy that came in second. She is also going to qualify.
But is it all men or is it men and women?
Are you kidding me? This is strictly men. Hey, I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, come on, man. We don't have a lot of time.
Sorry, wait, am I up?
Uh-huh.
Where are you?
About foot high of the pin. God. Told you, man. But eat your lunch. Hey, man, you'll be eating lunch.
Hold on, Phil. Blow job.
Hey! I'm gonna come over there and kick your ass. Come on, Frank. Kick your ass, man. Hey, I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Yeah. What's that supposed to mean, man? You want me to whip it out now or...
You know, Frank, all the crudity that you dispense on that golf course is not gonna make you a better golfer.
Hey, what are you all of a sudden, giving golf lessons or something? This guy's a foot high of the pin.
Well, how did your shot go?
How did my shot go?
Where did you hit it?
Do I really have to tell you? It's on the back porch of the clubhouse, okay?
We ought to let you go, man, so you can...
No. Go ahead, Lathe. Put it in. There it is. There's Lathe's eagle.
All right, so Frank, the other groups of people that we see here are not just the champions of the Masters, not just the champions of the British Open, the U.S. Open. There's also the PGA Championship players, the guys that have won the amateur, as you mentioned, guys that have won and the past Masters tournaments, and then they have the non-tournament winners, right?
Well, the first 12 players in the previous year's Masters also qualify. So last year, for instance, you had Paul Casey, Bill Haas, Hideki Matsuyamandabaga. I can't pronounce the name.
It's Hideki Matsuyama.
Isn't that wonderful?
Frank, come on.
Hey, Margaret, if I can't pronounce the guy's name, you know, it's her problem, not mine.
My shot.
Yeah, I know it's your shot. Go ahead.
Well, you want to shut up?
Hold on, I gotta... So the next one would be then Ian Poulter from England. You've heard of her, right, Phil?
Yeah, I have.
And then...
Yahoo!
Right straight down the pipe.
Big deal. Hold on, I gotta hit. Watch this. I'm gonna outdrive your ass by 50 yards. Watch.
Topped it. Motherfucking...
Frank...
mud. Damn it. Topped it.
I know I topped it, Lathe.
Topped it.
If you hear of a man being strangled to death on the third hole of the Rancho Park, it was me doing the strangling, and Lathe will be the dead body. I repeat.
Okay, Frank, not funny. And then you have what else?
What else what?
You're talking about the Masters Tournament.
Yes, the Masters.
Oh, yeah. Then you have the previous year's season-ending tour championships, the qualifiers for the winners of the non-opposite PGA, all kinds of things. And it does make for a great field of great golfers, competitive golfers, young golfers, old golfers, etc. Hold on, I got a hit again from the ladies' tee box. What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
What's it supposed to mean?
Frank.
Throw a butt out if you don't. What is it supposed to mean? I'm going to kick. Ow! I just hit him with my club.
Yes, Frank, you cannot rely on your reputation.
I just hit him with the club. Yeah, there he goes. She's running away now. She's running back to the clubhouse. Yeah, that's it. Run back to the clubhouse. Watch this shot. Pinch of shit. Hey. Okay, I got to kill a caddy too, Phil. So,
you know something, Frank? You're going to get...
I got to kill a caddy, so...
Thank you.
Frank, you're going to get... Oh, did you hang up?
Yeah.
You're going to get sued, Frank, as sure as you like to say, as sure as God made green apples, if you're still listening.
Well, why doesn't someone sue him anyway?
Because he's an attorney. He's a very respected man. He gets away with murder.
Well, I thought right. He hit that guy.
He swung his club at a lot of people.
Well, it sounds like there's guys egging him on.
Oh, wait a minute, Phil. Frank Gray is a notoriously lousy golfer. Everyone knows it. Everyone's seen it. And everyone's loved it. And everyone will continue to love it. But you don't have to get all... You don't have to drape yourself over it and give it a hip hunch.
Sheesh.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I swear to Almighty God, I'm not laughing at anything.
Yeah, bull crap.
I swear to God, I'm not laughing at anything. Okay, so thank you very much, Frank. So the Masters on April the 7th, and that ought to be very, very... The Masters is always fun. It's always... It's a great great golf course.
Yeah, they let black people there?
Yeah, they let black people in there.
Yeah, well, they didn't used to, man.
No, Robert's, he's right.
You called him Bobbert.
Yeah, his name isn't Bobbert, Phil. It's Robert.
I know that.
What are you talking about? He's right. They haven't had discriminatory practices for years.
Bull crap, man. This was a fight that was going on in the 80s. This was a fight going on in the 80s, bud.
Are you kidding me?
No, man, they didn't let black people play in there or anything. Yeah, it was, well, you know, it wasn't so much like it was, you know, I think the Masters got around, Augusta got around it by saying that they, you know, they don't have any prescription, they didn't have any rule keeping black guys out, but black people were not necessarily approved for membership.
Yeah, see, they have the right to pick the members what they want to pick.
Yeah, man, but you can't discriminate. You can do anything you want. But you can't discriminate on color.
Now, wait a minute. This is a private club.
Hold on if you don't mind.
You just went blah, 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 again.
All right. Hold on if you don't mind.
What Phil's going to tell you is this. The club is private, yes. But see...
Do you mind if I tell the story?
You can tell it, Phil, but you go...
Yeah, Margaret's getting right to it.
I was getting right to it. What Phil was going to tell you...
I can get to it. The whole thing of it is...
Well, you're about to tell us it's because CBS was involved and they didn't want the tournament there. Is that it?
See, yeah, we already knew, Mr.
No, you didn't know.
I didn't know.
CBS was they weren't targeting Augusta. They targeted CBS. They said, why are you giving publicity? Why are you televising a tournament from a golf course, from a golf club that prohibits or that discriminates against certain players? And the advertisers heard that. And I guess they targeted really the advertisers, right, Margaret?
Well, that's the way it's done. You go to the advertiser. You don't fool around and try to get through to some numbskull at the top of a network. You don't fool around and try to get through to the various numbskulls, and God knows how many there are, running a golf club. But what you do, well...
Just said doo-doo.
I know. I'm sorry.
What's that?
Yeah, she doesn't want to say doo-doo.
I'm trying to clean my language up.
You didn't say doo-doo, you said what you do-do.
Oh, you're right.
Holy God, you know, look at Margaret, either gonna stick to it or not.
Yeah, he said he wasn't gonna say it.
It's not the same thing.
What you do-do is what?
What you do-do, well, what you do-do is what? You go to the advertiser. And that's how that was affected.
Right. So they went to all the advertisers of the the Masters on CBS, and they said, look, we're going to boycott your company because you are sponsoring a tournament on CBS, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, they had a deal with the women, too. Do they have a deal with the... How the women doesn't get it?
Yeah, the women, they didn't allow women.
Well, there were a number of women that were trying to gain membership there, and eventually they were able to gain. So I would have to say that Augusta has finally come around and is now treating people with respect and with decency. And Augusta National Golf Course now is not the outpost of a sort of a wealthy, tooth-picking, inbred consciousness. While there is money, they still prefer their sisters. I'm Margaret Gray.
Now, wait a minute. That's not quite fair, Margaret.
I said it isn't that way anymore. It used to be.
Right. And Augusta National Golf Course was a golf course that was founded by one of the great golfers of all time, Bobby Jones.
That's basketball player.
Yeah.
It was also... He was also a golfer.
So he played basketball and golf.
No. Yeah, that...
You want me to kill you, or...
Well, that's what you're saying.
I don't think he really knows, Phil.
Bobby Jones, the golfer, lived far in advance of Bobby Jones, the basketball player, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't the same guy, for God's sake.
Oh, that a Bobby Jones, the basketball player, is black, right?
No, he's white.
What? He played in the NBA and he's white?
Bud, I'm going to kick your ass.
I ain't kidding around.
You know, Bud, you're going to get killed, and we won't be able to tell your parents anything other than he was there, and then he disappeared. He disappeared in a mist as Phil's fist went right through him.
Yeah.
You want some?
No.
Now, Bobby Jones did what?
Bobby Jones played basketball.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah, he played for the Philadelphia 76ers. In fact, Bobby Jones was famous for the fact that he had epilepsy.
Oh, that's the Bobby Jones that had epilepsy.
God, it would have been radical if he threw an epileptic fit on the floor.
Yeah, they're all like writhing around on the floor and everything.
No, you jackasses, he took medicine.
He took medicine for it. Just like our cat Thunder.
No, you mean Poncho.
Yeah, I mean Poncho, yeah.
Poncho take medicine for epilepsy.
What? He's a cat, yes, but he doesn't take it. We buy it and give it to him.
Oh.
Now, it's confusing me.
Anyway,
what has this got to do with Bobby Jones, the golfer? That's what we were talking about, and that's what we must return to. Otherwise, I'm going to flip my lid.
You're talking about Bobby Jones, the golfer?
Yeah, Bobby Jones, the golfer, who is not Bobby Jones, the basketball player.
Did he have epilepsy? It's all I want to ask, and it's all I need to know. I swear to God!
No, he didn't have epilepsy.
All right.
And he founded Augusta, and that golf course has become famous, and it's become a very, very famous tournament, and flourished, and continues to flourish. I would dare say the Masters is the number one golf tournament in the entire world. Phil Henry Show. Yeah, baby.
World famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Gonna be right back.
Oh, man, we got to do some traffic around here, and what better place to start doing the traffic than with our good buddy Bob Bakian.
Phil Hendry Show Traffic.
Traffic way out Philly Freeway now for Fussin' 553 about. And we'll get up, Sam. We have Debbie Damon going about 2 lips, and she's got 2 lips, and I got 12 10. Put it on there, Debbie.
I don't know. This has got to be one of the gangster rappers. So you gotta expect, I would think. Anyway,
It's J. Cole.
The king, most definite. My little black.
J. Cole, God, he's pretty free with that N word, isn't he?
The pussy. Well, this is. Oh my God, I just heard the pussy word. The
same reason. It's a very, very free and open. It's a whole new day, man. It's a whole new day. No one gonna tell these kids that they can't say what they want to say. That's just. It's at.
But on your day, they had the FCC crawling all over you.
Well, they still do, man. A lot of these, they can't play this on the radio. They're still going to get into trouble. So they edit out a lot of this stuff, like we do. All right, so Bud, you had an interesting story, and what is this about?
Yeah, well, the Dingus Day Parade, okay, Mr. Henry?
Yes, yes.
We've got it, Bud.
All right, the Dingus Day Parade, I thought it'd be interesting. As you know, I don't usually...
Come on, Dickman, will you?
Hey, General. Give me a break, man. Wow.
Yeah, General, he's going to talk about Dingus Day.
Oh, is he going to talk about Dingus Day? What is Dingus Day?
As best as I can tell, Dingus Day is the day when, like, dumbasses...
Dumbasses what?
It's a dumbass day in Buffalo.
What are you talking about, man?
Wait, hold on. Here it is here. Now, this is Dingus Day. Yeah, Dingus Day Parade. And these are some guys that are going to go to the Dingus Day Parade.
Yeah, man. What do you call like a dingus is like a dumbass.
What do you mean a dingus is a dumbass, man? Here, these are the
guys. I'm the greatest, I ain't talking about later. I'm going to jump down the same day.
Wait a minute.
Easter, you know what that means?
Who are these guys?
These are some guys going to Dingle Day.
Dingus Day in Buffalo.
It's not Dingle Day, it's Dingus Day.
Yeah.
Of the
world.
The world. Or at least the United
They're saying a Dingus Day is the
Polish tradition.
The Polish tradition.
It's kind of been lost in Poland, but for some reason, Buffalonians.
Yeah, Buffalonians.
That's what they call it, man?
Yeah, they call people in Buffalo the Buffalonian.
In the cities.
Buffalonian, man.
And that's where we're going.
Hey, you know what? That sounds vulgar.
It is. Are you sure you've cleared that through?
Trooper.
What are you talking about?
Josh,
Buff, could you kill that, please, for a moment? Would you kill that for a moment? The word Buffalonian sounds...
Yeah, I did check it out. And the FCC going to get back to me.
Buffalonian is what you call a guy from Buffalo. I know that's what you call a guy from Buffalo, but you don't often hear people say that. Because the word Buffalonian, you know...
Yeah, it sounds like something that drops out of his...
It sounds like, you know, something you squat and leave on a lawn. So that's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, well, as usual, fantastic point, you guys.
Look, Phil, don't be sarcastic.
Phil, they're just
and
trying to put...
now we're heading downtown. Bang.
Now, these two clowns, what? These are the two dinguses?
No, these guys are going down to Dingus Day.
And Dingus Day is a celebration of dumbasses.
It's wear white and red, which I am repping right now.
Oh, they're wearing white and red. Isn't that cute? And these boys are going to the parade.
I got a dingus.
Yeah, there's
going
to be a Dingus Day parade and everything. And they play a lot of Polish music.
What is this stuff about it means dumbass?
Because the dingus...
But we see some
Polish. Yeah, you know, dingus generally means like a dumb...
vibe.
Well, let's not be anti-Polish, okay? Man, Israeli, nobody's anti-Polish.
All the Polish.
I didn't even know that. They said that's a Dingus Day. I'd say that must be a collection of some of the dumbasses of the world.
Yeah, but then I found out it's Polish-American.
Doesn't get much better than this.
So this is Buffalo that we're looking at. For those of you who are watching on Phil TV and HD, I'm not going to really put it up full screen, but...
Now, these guys are finding a parking spot.
One more.
Yeah.
One more.
Someone's got a park
there. Just got here. It's a perfect...
This is, like, must be the outskirts of Buffalo.
No, this is downtown Buffalo.
Get out of here, man. There's little tiny one... These are sheds or something.
Well, I think what this is probably... The suburban area of Buffalo, which generally looks like a lot of cow sheds and maybe one or two places that pass as bars or motorcycle repair shop. Thank you, General.
You're gorgeous walking down the street where the floats are supposed to be going, so all the floats are...
So they're going to have floats, huh?
Yeah, they all have like... Well, that was a cute girl.
Looks like it's... Well, I don't want to say.
Yeah, I could probably go down there and did score sweetness.
All right, so... I don't know, man. This looks pretty... It looks pretty desolate. Well, it's upstate New York in the wintertime, so the skies are gray. There's hardly any trees. There's just buildings.
Oh, look at those dogs, aren't they? What kind of dog is that?
I think that's like a German Shepherd.
That wasn't a German Shepherd. All right, so what else?
What?
What else about Dingus Day?
Yeah, what is the...
It's a Polish-American tradition, and you go... and get a carton of milk, and there's a couple of traditions. You get a Polish sandwich, get a carton of milk, wear some beads around your neck.
Yeah, put some beads around your neck, and then they have a clown. They got a guy like a guy dressed up like a giant sausage.
And that's it.
A guy dressed up like a giant sausage. Well, it looks to me like this is a fair gathering of people, and
it looks like it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is fun. At the Dingus Day Parade, people, and it's in Buffalo, New York, and nobody's ever heard of it.
Right. All right, Bud, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Here it is here.
It's locked.
Yeah.
Door.
Okay. So there's Bud. What are you doing, Bud? Yeah. Buddy, trying to go into church and pray.
It's like we're not getting in unless
Josh they're trying to pray their sins away. Get out of here with that.
Now, this has been the Dingus Day Parade with me, Bud Dickman. Going out and celebrate a Dingus Day. Get it to some, have a Polish meal and listen to the sounds of the, like a tuba or something.
No, definitely got to get a tuba. Well, I get a tuba and then do what do I do, stand there in shorts?
Yeah.
What the hell is that? That's no fun.
That's not how you do it, Bud. All right, so this is...
Hear this? This is very traditional.
Yes, Bud, we hear it.
Thank you, Bud. We're gonna...
Gotta get a tuba.
I know I gotta get a tuba. Hold on, Phil. If you turn this down before I kill a human being, I kill a human being with my bare...
Fantastic.
I love that.
Now, Bud, what do you want to know? I want to know if I'm going to go down to Dingus Day, which sounds like the perfect day for Bud and Robert, because these two clowns, Jesus.
You go down to Dingus Day, man. It's in Buffalo. It's not in California.
Well, maybe we ought to. There's Polish people in California, too.
Not so as you notice.
Well, they used to like to show their colors, now.
You know what they have in Los Angeles? Excuse me, I belched. You know what they have in Los... Excuse me. I'm sorry, Phil, but it was going to be... It's very acidic.
Thank you very much for that.
Right. Do you know what L.A. has, though? We have the Hungarian...
Well, there's a lot of Hungarian folk dance festivals around here.
Yes. We may not have the Polish people that Buffalo has, but we've got Hungarians, as Frank likes to say. We've got Hungarians pouring out of your you-know-what.
Yeah.
And they should have some kind of a dumbass... Well, I...
Well, that's a dumbass day for poor Hungarians.
Would you guys knock it off with the dumbass thing, okay?
Well, that's what dingus means.
That's what you think it means. So, yeah, maybe they... Well, they do have Hungarian stuff, so what do you want from me? All right.
So I better... If you're going to do dingus, and I'm standing around in shorts with a tuba, buddy, you better smile when you say that.
Well, that's what it does.
That's what it does.
Yeah.
No, man, there's more to it than standing around in shorts with a...
You almost said the F. God almighty. I'm Margaret Gray, and I bow my head in prayer. Yes, Catholic prayer, because today is Dingus Day, and the Polish-American people are celebrating. In fact, they're the only Poles left in the world that are celebrating Dingus Day, because the Poles in Poland couldn't give a fat...
They couldn't give a sweet damn.
Yeah. So I bow my head in Catholic prayer for the soul, the ever-rotting soul of Phil Hendry.
Hey.
You don't applaud that.
Yeah. All right.
Famous Phil Hendry show. We'll be right back. Oddity.
Care to dance?
Don't mind if I do.
Whee!
Come on back, yeah.
Yo.
Come on back.
Me.
All right, we got some interesting stuff. Guess who died?
I don't know.
Mother Angelica, who founded the Catholic TV network, she has died at the age of 92.
Oh, yeah, Mother Angelica. Boy, you see her in the morning, and man, I tell you what,
you're what?
Well, I was going to say, and excuse me, Margaret, you see a nun like that, man, your sphincter tightened up pretty good.
All right, we don't need to put it that way.
God damn. Dad, what are you talking about, man?
I mean, if you... Now, I wasn't raised Catholic, but my parents sent me to Catholic school for a year because they thought that it would kick some, you know, the nuns and all the priests will kick the hell out of you. And so I went there for a year because I guess I needed it. And,
well, did they kick your ass?
Well, I'll tell you, some of those nuns were pretty tough. You know, they wear those knotted ropes, and if you gave them any lip at all, and they'd take that rope and beat you with an...
Oh, they did not.
I'm telling you.
Well, some of these Catholic schools did rely on corporal punishment one time. Well, I went to Catholic school, they did.
Were you ever struck, or...
Yeah, what'd they do, Mr. Henry? Take your pants down and paddle your butt and everything?
Yeah, shut up. No, they didn't.
What a pervert you are.
What? I'm just trying to find out.
No, they did not do that, but yes, they did. I saw a nun hit a kid right across the face one day.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. He was a friend of mine, and never forget, I won't say his name, his first name was Eric, and he used to draw. He was very good at drawing, and he would just constantly draw. He was told, I gotta say, he was told a million times, don't draw in class, pay attention, this, that. And I'll never forget the nun walking over to him. Sister Anne was her name.
Well, you don't want to say his name, but you go ahead and out her so that everybody in the world can hate her living guts. Nice going, Phil.
Yeah, Sister Anne, man. Everyone knows who she is. All 9 million of them. Well,
yeah, how many Sister Anns do you think there are?
Not a lot. When they're only talking about one that knows Phil Hendry, there's only one.
Hey, General, give it a break, will you?
All right, I'm just trying to tell you. No, there's, you know, plenty of Sister Anns to go around. This Sister Ann's probably not even alive anymore. She was already, I think she was like 40 when she was teaching us. Anyway, she went over to Eric and she said, what did I tell you? Stand up. He stood up and she smacked this kid right across the face.
Oh my God, I'd be down to that school and there'd be one nun hanging from the belfry. I can tell you that.
Now watch out, Margaret.
No one would lay their hand on my son.
Well, then you wouldn't send him to a Catholic school.
My son does go to a private school, thank you very much.
All right, but you, the understanding is that they don't practice corporal punishment, right?
I should say not, otherwise I'd be down there, and believe me when I tell you, there'd be none of them left.
Oh, Margaret. Thank you, Charles Manson.
Holy Christ, Margaret.
No one touches my son, except for me, and I only occasionally backhand him with my ring finger.
The,
God damn, it's great.
Well, I'm the boy's mother, so...
You know, I find that hard to believe.
That I'm the boy's mother? How dare...
That you backhand him with your ring finger hand. Anyway, so Sister Ann...
Sister Ann, she belted this guy, huh?
Closed fist? No, she slapped him. And he started to cry. I'll never forget. It was a very rare moment that I swear I sensed. Every kid in the class saw it and immediately felt sorry for him. You know, usually, you know, kids, they're like, wow, I hope that doesn't happen to me. Oh, boy, you know, better him than me. You know, it's not the most noble response. If you're a kid, you're a kid. But we all thought that that act was so, like, over the line, you know?
Well, how would you know? You're just little punk kids. What grade were you in?
We were in fifth grade.
Little tiny punk 10-year-olds, and you think you're gonna lord it over a nun? Get a load of this guy, will you?
Hey, Phil, what do you think this is?
I'm just telling you what my natural feeling was, you know?
You little tiny punk, itsy-bitsy punk 10-year-olds, little teeny people that barely... You walk out under the door anyway, and you're going to tell a nun of the Roman Catholicism... Catholic, right? Is it...
Catholic.
The Roman Catholic Church.
Morgan, I'm not telling anybody anything. I'm just telling you how I reacted and how every kid in the class reacted. We looked at them and we were like, wow, that's too much, man. You know, that's like she went too far. And poor Eric started crying. But that's not the last time I saw something like that happen.
What else did they do?
Well, Jesus, get a load of you.
Yeah, General, we all like, what?
You're like, what else did they do?
Well, I want to know, okay? This is, you know, very interesting. You know, I have a military background, but if these nuns are out doing the army, friend, I got to know about that. We need to change tactics.
No, they're not out doing the army. Sometimes they smack you with a ruler, sometimes...
And you never got hit.
I never got hit, man. And the reason I never got hit is I avoided that at all costs. I didn't do anything that would get me hit.
But how do you know what that is?
Yeah, son, a lot of times kids don't even know. Let me tell you what, man, you know. You know, just do what they say.
So you were one of those little suck-ups, huh?
Hey, let me tell you what, my main man. I was there not to get smacked. That's number one. The adults tell you to go to school, you got to go to school. And then you go to school, and the next thing you try to do is not get belted. And then the next thing you try to do is get a report card so they're not going to belt you at home. So
your father would belt you if you had bad grades?
No, he wouldn't. But you know what I'm saying. And then the next thing you do is try to get the hell out of that school and go to the next school that they tell you to go to until finally they ain't telling you what to do anymore.
Yeah, and you're sitting on your ass, broke, laying in an alley, sucking on the nipple of Ripple wine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here. The nipple of Ripple wine.
Man, ain't state and donate, man. What's the price? 40 twice.
That's Thunderbird.
Yeah. What was that thing we were doing, bud?
You're looking for, you was looking for,
What are you doing, bud?
Just cleaning the dirt out from underneath my fingernails.
Get out of there. What was that stuff?
Well, you were talking for the fortified wine.
Yeah, but it was, Old English?
No. It was Night Train.
Night Train. God damn. And we'll be right back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Sound,
yeah.
Sound. Yeah. Real sick side shit. Sick hoes.
Hey, coming up on Friday night at the Hollywood Improv, we're going to be there. Phil Hendry and friends, hope you join us. We do have Charles Fleischer. He's famous of, you know, whatever happened to Roger Rabbit, and a whole bunch of other fantastic projects that Charles Fleischer's been involved in. Funny man, great man, be there with us. Friday night, the Hollywood Improv. Phil Hendry and friends, if you're in town, it'll be a beautiful thing.
We're getting an awful lot of mail and an awful lot of comments. When are you going to Tampa? When are you going to Miami?
I always get people stopping me and bugging the hell out of me then.
We are going to put together a tour that will include all of those towns. I promise you, I swear. You know, we got a Hendry Con we got to plan.
Damn, man, people are saying Hendry Con going to be in the summer.
Yeah, it's going to be in Las Vegas in the summer. People are going to die from the heat. Are you nuts or something?
You're not going to have it in Vegas in the summer.
You better believe I'm having it in Vegas. Are you nuts? What are you saying?
Well, Phil, it's very hot.
Oh, well, excuse me. Hot? There's a thing called a swimming pool. Yeah. There's a thing called an air-conditioned casino. Yeah. There's a thing called a cold beer. Yeah.
Yeah, man, you talked me into it.
Yeah, well, good luck affording it. I'm kidding. Yeah, we're going to have Hendry Con this summer in Vegas, so that will also be... Never told me when you get the crown. Radical. Don't take some getting used to. All right, this is really a groovy thing here, and joining us is going to be Dr. Jim Sadler to talk about this, because this necessitates, I think, a doctor, and some people said to me, well, we should have Doug Danger on, because it probably necessitates, maybe it necessitates a film critic, but you know what, we'll just kind of take that under advisement. Dr. Jim Sadler joining us from San Diego, California. Doc, tell us what you know about the Tribeca Film Festival, correct?
The film festival.
What about Robert De Niro's decision?
Robert De Niro, can you hear me?
I can.
All right, because I'm in a car and we're in a lot of traffic this morning. Robert De Niro, you can hear me?
I can hear you. Are you, what's going on?
What?
What's going on there?
Oh, just a lot of noise.
Can you roll the window up?
Oh, okay, I forgot. Roll the window up, will you, Charlie? Oh, okay, that's better.
You're kidding, right?
Kidding about what?
We had to tell you to roll the window up?
Well, okay, you know what? You're right. I am almost retarded.
No one's saying that, Doc.
Well, then just, you know, allow me to be, I'm scatterbrained a little bit. Robert De Niro, hold on for a minute.
This is gonna, you know what? I'm gonna go through that phone in a minute.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. Robert De Niro has, that's the station there.
Will you come on, please?
What a dickhead, man. If I could hang up.
Hey, man, it's been going on here for 5 minutes.
Yeah, fuck this.
What is going, bud?
You yelled at him.
The guy's Robert De Niro.
If he hadn't gotten going, Phil, I would have said the same thing.
Yeah. So I think you were speaking for a lot of people, Phil, when you said I would have been...
He called back.
Oh, did he? He hung up in complete contravention of what I have demanded of all of my guests. And get him back on the phone. Hey, Jim?
I'm sorry, Phil. I forgot that you said that we're not allowed to hang up. But I've never been spoken to like that.
Hey, Dr. Sadler.
I've never been spoken to like...
Dr. Sadler, you started out this interview with Robert De Niro, the words Robert De Niro, about 6 times and never got past the words Robert De Niro.
Because the phone, I couldn't hear anything. He had it on the wrong station. There was boiling hot, searingly hot coffee that was soaking right into the groin, okay? And I was taking care of some emergencies.
All right. Could you possibly have told us that and said, Phil, I got some emergencies to take care of?
I did.
No, and then call us back.
It was all right. Let me hang the phone up because I spilled boiling, searing hot coffee. And it was on.
Well, yeah.
You had me on the radio, so I was trying to do it right, you know?
All right, I apologize for yelling at you. That was wrong.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
All right, now that Phil has apologized...
You belched.
Yes, I know. How do you know he belched?
I can tell, I'm a doctor. He went, now that Phil...
Now that Phil has apologized, can we hear your report on the Tribeca Film Festival, Dr. Sadler, and what Robert De Niro did.
Can I give it a little, you know, a little build-up?
What do you mean a little build-up? You know?
Can I tell him what it's about?
Well, all right, but Robert De Niro...
Robert De Niro has decided not to allow a film to show at the Tribeca Film Festival. It is an anti-vaccination film.
Exactly, exactly. And the film purports to be a documentary, and the film basically says, you know, that there is a link between autism and the vaccinations. Now, Mr. De Niro had indicated in the press statement that while he and his family are affected by the issue, and I don't know what that means other than to possibly speculate that Mr. De Niro has family members that are affected with autism, or perhaps know people or something like that. I don't know. But he took a stand finally. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
Are you nervous?
After Mr. Henry yelled at me, I
apologize again.
All right, it's okay. I'm just he said that he was initially going to allow the documentary.
Do we know the name of this documentary?
It's called Vax something. I originally thought it was called Vag or Vag, and you know.
Yeah, I mean Vag.
I know.
Wait a minute, that's a vulgarity for vagina. God almighty.
That's what I thought it was called. All right.
Why would an anti-vaccine... No, hold on. Why would an anti-vaccine film be called that? And please watch what you say.
Ms. Gray, I'm not trying to say anything other than the fact that someone said to me, have you seen the anti-vaccine movie, Vag? And they went like that. They leaned into me and went, Vag, like that. I was right over here at the diner at 44th Street and 52nd.
All right, so they said that, and you know now it's called Vax, right?
Yeah, I think it's Vax, like triple X or something like that. But if you see a movie out there, folks, that's a documentary on vaccinations called Vax, and you watch it, you're being lied to by the people that made it.
All right, so this is an extremely explosive issue. I understand that Jim Carrey, Margaret, flipped out on something.
Well, wait, hold on. Why are you asking her?
Because I'm more close to Hollywood on these things. Yes, Phil, Jim Carrey...
All right, well, you know what? I guess I can just... What, am I supposed to stand here and take this?
Hey, look at Sadler. Why don't you just give it a rest?
I'm just going to say that Jim Carrey lashed out at the governor of California, Jerry Brown, for some ruling that he made on vaccinations. Jim Carrey is... he reminds me a lot of you, Phil. He got very full of his celebrity and his fame and suddenly thinks that he's all this and a bag of the little tidy...
That reminds you of me, huh? Well, I take that as a compliment.
Well, not talent-wise. I'm talking about how he thinks he's all this and a bag of... What are the little tiny candies?
M&M's.
No.
Skittles.
No. The little tiny multicolored candies.
May I?
Excuse me, Dr. Sadler, you're not in this at all. But...
I don't know, it's a Skittle.
No, you imbeciles, no.
M&M.
I already said no. Oh, it's the peanut M&M.
We just said M&M.
You didn't say peanut.
Oh, boy.
Didn't say peanut.
That's a very distinct candy from the regular M&M.
Well, I will say this. The peanut is... That's for sure, because the peanut is something that we never, ever forget that we ate, because there it is at...
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
All right, so now that you've got the peanut M&M, what are we talking about?
I have no idea, because you people, once again, have taken me off track. Now...
All right, can I finish, Phil, because I'd like to get off the phone, because if I stay on the phone much longer while I'm driving this car, I'm going to have a wreck and someone will die. I'm fairly certain. What do you think of that, Charlie?
Yeah.
All right, well, Margaret, please remember how your that peanut comment.
I will. I'm thinking of it.
Yeah, I'll take some notes, too.
Thank you. Now,
all right, so you, Dr. Sadler, take a stand in, you join in solidarity with Robert De Niro.
I do, Phil. I join in the solidarity with Robert De Niro that this is not a film to be showed at the Tribeca Film Festival. I think Mr. De Niro has made a very good decision. And I hope and pray as the days go forward and the days and the nights and night bleeds into day and day bleeds into night that more and more and more and more and more and more and more film festivals and everything like that will make courageous stands like this so we don't have to sit there and look at documentaries that are full of it, you know? And
well, the vaccination thing has been going on for a long time.
Doc, so you're basically saying vaccinations have no link to autism?
No! How many times are we supposed to say it? Huh?
Well, I'm just asking. I don't know.
What do you mean you're just asking? We've said it 8 million times. And you heard even Ben Carson, who I wouldn't vote for that guy if he was running for hall monitor in the kindergarten. But he's a good doctor, and even he said it in front of a bunch of right-wingers that know there's no vaccination connection between the vaccination and the kid with the autism. So the next time you see a kid staring at a ceiling and he's kind of going to the light, you can be assured he didn't get that way from a vaccination. And
that's unnecessary. I don't like that kind of talk at all.
Well, I'm just telling you. Okay, I'm sorry.
But he's supposed to know about a kid has autism.
Yeah, a lot of times they do. They're staring at the ceiling and they're just like, forget it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dr. Sadler. It's been good talking to you.
You're going to hang up on me, but I...
Dr. Jim Sadler, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, Phil, I will tell you this. I think that everybody has a right to their opinion, but when it affects public health, brother, there aren't too many things in this world that bug me more.
Well, I totally agree with you, General. There's absolutely no excuse for it. And for people to play it fast and loose with public health.
Well, a lot of these men, for instance, this documentary may very well be warning us against the impurities of vaccines and what they can do to the minds, yes, to the very minds of the children we love. I'm Margaret Gray.
Very nice.
But, you know, you love locking it out with the smart-ass crack, don't you?
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah!